I want to turn to another Rude Company man. He's Mr. John Lyle. Just what is your job, Mr. Lyle?
I am Assistant Chief Engineer.
Mr. Lyle, I'd like to ask you to tell our listeners about the Monell tank which you use in some of your heaters.
Well, Mr. Dunbar, Monell is an alloy of nickel and copper, mostly nickel. We get it from the International Nickel Company, who get it from a deposit of natural alloy in Canada. It is shipped to Huntington, West Virginia, where impurities are removed and more nickel is added to make a special alloy. You know, Rude is the only company making gas water heaters with tanks of Monell.
Well, that's a very interesting distinction. What is the advantage of this Monell metal over steel?
The main advantage is that it will not corrode or rust. In some cities, the nature of the water supply makes corrosion occur in a very short time. And in such places, the Monell tank is, of course, extremely valuable. The Rude Company has spent many years on experiments to solve the corrosion problem. We tried stainless steel, electroplating, plastic linings, and many other devices and materials, but we have found the best answer to be in Monell.
You still make the steel tanks, though?
Yes, in many places, corrosion is not a problem.
Well, is corrosion or rust a problem here in Kalamazoo with our water supply?
No. In Kalamazoo here, we have a very non-aggressive water, which does not attack steel tanks.
Non-aggressive, you mean that it doesn't rust?
It does not attack the galvanizing coating on the iron tanks.
And how about the rest of Michigan?
Well, in some places, namely the Bay City and Saginaw area, the water is aggressive and does attack steel tanks. Here, Monell has met with some success.
I see. Are there any particular problems connected with Monell tanks?
The biggest one is the problem of welding. Rude spent $500,000 learning how to solve this problem. Now we have it licked, and the Monell tank will shortly be in production.
When I was out at Rude's, I was quite impressed with your laboratory. I suppose you constantly are testing different kinds of water heaters.
Yes, indeed. We use great care to see that every water heater is in perfect shape when it leaves the factory. I'd like to say that all our heaters include an automatic gas cutoff. If for any reason the pilot flame is extinguished, the flow of all gas is cut off. Thus, it is literally impossible for any gas to escape in event the pilot flame goes out.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Lyle.